WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, testifying on Capitol Hill about the company's continuing issues. It comes as a new Boeing whistleblower has come forward accusing Boeing of cutting corners.
The CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, says they are committed to making sure every employee feels empowered to speak up if they see a problem with their airplanes.
Much has been said about Boeing's culture. We've heard those concerns loud and clear. Our culture is far from perfect. But we are taking action and we are making progress.
Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden taking executive action today on new immigration policies to help streamline work visas, he says, for DACA recipients. And also, he says, to keep undocumented immigrants who are married to Americans from being deported while they wait on citizenship and gain employment using their college degrees. Dangerous heat alerts stretching coast to coast and taxing residents, power grids and fire crews battling wildfires in western states. This is ABC News.
A Beaver Dam man was arrested in Columbia County after an alleged OWI crash that led deputies to finding fentanyl in his car. A caller reported to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office that a 53-year-old had crashed into a tree Monday afternoon on Highway 146 in the town of Fountain Prairie. When the call was made, it was reported that the driver was slumped over his wheel and not moving. When deputies arrived on the scene, the man was unconscious and semi-alert. The man was suspected to be intoxicated. Canine Rico was brought to sniff the car. As a result, deputies allegedly found fentanyl inside the car. The sheriff's office says the man was arrested on a fourth offense, OWI, being armed while intoxicated and possessing Schedule 1 and 2 drugs, as well as carrying a concealed weapon. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows only in the low 70s. Storms possible late. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a few showers and thunderstorms around, highs upper 70s. And still a few storms Thursday, high mid 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
99.7.
bags from Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joins after 5 p.m. on Tuesday night. Here is REM on Max FM.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Make a one man weep.
99.7 Max FM.
You
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. Do you know any night owls? I know quite a few of them, actually. Some say nothing good happens after 2 a.m. And apparently that does include night owls who are catching up on emails while eating that plate of nachos. A study from Stanford Medicine found that staying up past 1 a.m. is bad for your mental health, even if you're a night owl. The study included 75,000 people and it looked at the participants' preferred sleep timing and how it related to their actual sleep behavior. They found that early birds and night owls both have higher rates of mental and behavioral disorders if they regularly stay up past 1 a.m. To counter their execution, which assume that's more about quality and duration of sleep, not when you choose to get it. And this is interesting. When they tested different types of people going to sleep at various bedtimes, they actually found that people who went to bed late were the worst. The idea is that morning people who are up late know they aren't in the right mind to make good decisions. Meanwhile, that night person who is up late thinks, I'm feeling great. This is a great decision. I'm making it 3 a.m. Some people are skeptical. Go figure. One doctor reviewed the study said that there are weak spots, like most participants were older, and that people self-identified as early birds or night owls. The mental health stats were reported data, not observed, and it didn't account for people who work overnight. The negative results also tend to be based on making choices, not common wind-down behavior like cleaning, reading, or watching TV. So there you go. Kind of mixed reviews on that. But, you know, going to bed at a decent time, I totally get that's probably a good thing, you know, and they always say get a consistent night of sleep as well. That's the other important thing that goes along with this. So, you know, keep an eye on that and make sure you take care of yourself. That's what it comes down to. Coming up, we'll look at sports on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Is the high school shot clock coming to the Badger State? Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Today at a WIAA Advisory Council meeting, the group voted 10-5 in support of adding a shot clock in high school Wisconsin basketball. The measure now goes to tomorrow's Board of Control meeting. If they approve the measure, it would then go to the membership for a vote at their annual meeting next April. To baseball, it's the Brewers and the Angels again tonight in Anaheim. The Halos taking advantage of some Milwaukee mistakes in their 5-3 Monday night win. Your pitching matchup tonight, Tobias Myers against Griffin Canning. Game time is set for 8:30. Heading into play tonight, Milwaukee's lead in the Central is 5.5 games over the second-place Cardinals. And the date has officially been set for the annual Marquette, Wisconsin men's basketball game. Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, the Badgers and Golden Eagles will square off for the 131st time. Wisconsin holds a 71-59 advantage and has won the last three meetings between the two teams. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We go from Billy Idol to Billy Joel on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Something to see, baby. Ain't that America?
big houses for you.